The Air Force is seeking to establish bases to house the F-35A jets. The plan includes basing the personnel needed to operate and maintain the planes and construction or refurbishing support facilities. The Vermont Air Guard, based at the Burlington International Airport, is one of the preferred sites being considered. A multi-volume revised environmental impact statement released last Friday updated a draft report from April 2012. The new report updates population densities by using 2010 census data rather than the 2000 data in the original report. The impact of the noise generated by the jets has been a key issue in Burlington. The revised report finds about 2,000 more people would be affected, bringing the total impacted to about 6,600 under one of three scenarios. Vermont Air National Guard 158th Fighter Wing Environmental Manager Adam Wright notes that the report found the number of people affected by noise is greatest at Burlington compared with other proposed sites.
The number of people that would be exposed to the 65 decibel DNL line increases in Burlington more so than the other bases.
Supporters and opponents have been studying the 3,000-page report. Outspoken opponent, retired Air Force Colonel Roseanne Greco, is a city councilor in South Burlington.
When you look at the effect on the population in Burlington, and by the way, I'm using scenario 2, so you see 7,719 people that will be affected in Burlington, versus 321 in South Carolina and 210 in Florida. That's pretty dramatic.
Green Ribbons for the F-35's creator, Nicole Citro, notes that people know they are buying homes within the airport's noise zone and doubts this revised EIS will fundamentally change the debate.
It's an environmental impact statement. It's not an operations manual. The 6 minutes a day, 4 days a week that we experience the F-16, that's exactly what we will expect to see with the F-35. I mean, Burlington, Vermont knows jets. Jets have been flying out of here for 60 years. And those people in this area that support the F-35 being based here, it's because they know that they're not going to be dealing with anything drastically different than we've experienced with the F-16s or the F-4s before that. Everyone that's heard the jets firsthand, both at Eglin Air Force Base and out west, can, you know, ascertain that there is no significant difference in the sound of the jets.
While noise is a key to the debate in Burlington, the revised EIS report does review numerous environmental factors, according to the National Guard's Adam Wright.
Air quality being one. The information in the EIS does state that the F-35 will pollute less than the current F-16. The six criteria pollutants, only one is higher and the rest are lower with the F-35. Things like geology, soils, hazardous materials, a lot of these things, there's really not much of an impact to the ground or to a stormwater situation because we're not going to need to do a whole lot of construction here to bring that jet. Some people are concerned with safety, but the impact statement is saying that safety will be not affected, primarily because there'll be fewer actual flights of the F-35 than we currently operate.
Public comments will be taken over 45 days through July 15th. The Air Force is expected to issue a final EIS report in October. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.